It's been a tough year for theatres across the country. Their doors have been closed and the shows have been cancelled. This Christmas, a creative team of talented actors from across Dublin came together to keep the magic of the Christmas panto alive. In association with the Access Theatre Ballymun, 98FM is proud to bring you the panto on the radio. Now, sit back and enjoy The Story of Aladdin.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all, such pious heirs and graces. All Christmas means is have a ball and stuff your silly faces. Well, you can keep your Yuletide treat, you grotty gift-wrapped present. I'm off to Manama to meet a simple-minded peasant. Some boy, Aladdin, it seems I need his help. It makes me mad, but all the same, I have to find this whelp. For buried in a mountain cave, somewhere in deepest Manama, there is a lamp which I crave. For this oriental miner turns out to be the only one who can unearth this prize. So when I find this tailor's son, I better be in disguise. He mustn't have the slightest doubt that I mean him aught but well. But once he's sought the treasure out, I'll drive his soul to hell. That really should make a most splendid show, befitting the cold and the damp. A tale that would chill you from head to toe. Alabaster and his wonderful lamp. Yes, much more fun than Cinderella, and the perfect tale to be bad in. So off to the land of bamboo shoots and a snotty-nosed kid called Aladdin.
Wishy-washy, wishy-washy.
Oh, Aladdin, there you are. Miss Stuffy Twanky is looking for you everywhere. She's not she's not very happy. Manny clothes to washy in the laundry.
Ah, chill, wishy. Don't get your woolies in a twist. It's not like we're still in lockdown here. Hey, look, over there on the wall. It's a proclamation from the palace. On this day, I, the Sultan of Manama, do hereby announce that my daughter, the Royal Princess Bud, has reached marriageable age, and therefore a marriage is now sought to be arranged with a person of culture.
Culture?
Of daring.
Daring!
And considerable fiscal rectitude?
Give me money.
All suitable applicants will be received at the Royal Palace and are required to furnish evidence of their qualifications. All here present are now commanded to carry this news to all whom they meet. Go now and do our royal bidding. Come on, Wishy. Let's scarper and tell Ma that I'm going to marry a princess.
What? But you got no money. You're poor. And as my father always says, don't count your chickens. Eat them.
Ah, come on, Wishy. Less of the proverbs. This is 2020, get with it. I'm gonna marry a princess.
Aladdin, did you forget? If you're seen talking to the princess, it's off at your head.
Oh, right. I'd look very strange without my head, wouldn't I?
Well, you won't be able to wear your glasses. And your hat'll keep falling off.
I need time to think. Cover for me with Ma.
But, Aladdin, wait! Don't run off! Come back!
Wishy washy.
Oh no! Here's Dame Stuffy Twanky! I better hide!
Aladdin! Wishy washy! Aladdin! Wishy washy! Where are you hiding? Oh, wait till I catch you, I'll give you a damn good hide! Who are all you folks? Oh, I say, what a load of old chopsticks I see before me! Long ones and short ones, thin ones and fat ones, old ones and young ones. Stiff ones and cracked ones. Even a few bent ones by the looks of it. Excuse me, I'm only joking. It's Christmas time after all. Welcome to the Street of 1,000 Chopsticks. Yeah, that's on account of all the takeaways they've opened this year. This is my one here. It's called Stuffy and Castle. See, I was going to buy into the franchise and call it Elephant, but they said Stuffy would be the same thing that she can. Business is booming anyway, thankfully. I had a wedding there last week for 50 people. I only had the room for 10, but I was following the guidelines, so I put tables up on the roof, and the priest done a drive-by ceremony. It was lovely. Come here till I tell you, though. I put me Christmas decorations up this week. And someone's ripped them down. I put some new fancy curtains up. And somebody's ripped them down. I put a full line of clothes in the line. And somebody's ripped them down. I wouldn't let go of my knickers for all the sanitizer and swords, I tell you. Oh, it's a rough area I'm in. Do you know that there's so much rubbish in the streets? Even the rats wear stilts. Yeah. Now, when I say rats, you say Dáil Éireann. Yeah. I wouldn't say the air is polluted now. But it's the only place I know where you can suck a polo and actually taste the hole in the middle. Well, that and the George, but we won't go there.
Four!
Oh, Wishy, there you are. You scared the life out of me. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dame Stuffy. I'm just getting my practice in for the Hogan Cup.
The Hogan Cup? Is that a golf tournament?
Not only a golf tournament, Dame Stuffy. It's like the Irish Camino Trail.
And what's the prize?
A free COVID test, early retirement, and a €300,000 pension for taking part.
I give over you. Too cold to be doing things like that.
Are you not wearing your long winter drawers?
No, I am not wearing my long winter drawers. I don't wear them.
Oh, such courage. You're like your man. Arnold Quarternicker, you are.
Does he wear long winter drawers?
I don't know. I never looked up his trousers.
Oh, well, I did. And you know what I found?
No. What?
That's where he keeps his legs. Ha! Now, come on. We have to find that no good son of mine. Aladdin! Aladdin!
I don't think you like me.
Wishy, of course I don't like you. I do.
What?
What?
You're always giving out to me, and if I had to go away, you wouldn't forget me, would you?
No, I'd never forget you. As hard as I'd try.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
There, you forgot me already.
Wishy, Wishy, come back, you big idiot. We need to find a Latin Wishy.
I knew it, Charlize. I knew it. The minute we stepped off of that boat and your man asked me did we want a jigsaw, I knew we were in drunk place.
Rickshaw, Charmaine. It's called a bleeding rickshaw.
Here, ask me hoop. This doesn't look like Tenerife to me. We won't meet any fellas here.
Yeah. Like, here. Didn't you neck on with that trumpet player on the boat?
Oh, like, Charlize, don't. He kissed me goodnight and he blew a G sharp. Oh, I had the wind up me all night.
Oh, and the fella I met told me that he was an archaeologist. I thought that it might be an infection.
No, Charlize. That's one of them fellas what likes old ruins.
Old ruins? With the bleeding cheek of him picking on me.
I know, like. Where are we staying, like?
It's called the Inn of the Sixth Happiness.
I haven't even had my forced happiness yet, Charlize.
No, Charmaine. That was a film on Netflix that I saw before I went to bed.
Bed. Don't talk to me. I'm knackered. Oh, I'm dying to go sleep.
Sleep? Oh, I'm not sleeping tonight. I could be killed by one of them tong things.
What? What? Strangled? Be a pair of knickers, Charlize?
No, you know, thongs, secret societies going around killing everybody.
Ah, will you give it over with your conspiracy theories, please? Oh, here. Look at that young one. Slow down, love.
I am Princess Bud of House Elbador, the first of her name, Queen of the Rissels and the first of men, protector of the Nine Kingdoms, the mother of the Phoenix, the Khaleesi of the Grey Sand Sea, the Unalloyed, the Breaker of the Bracelets, daughter of Khalipa of Manama.
I'm Charmaine O'Connor from Dublin, and I do nails.
And I help her. Tell me, young one, why are you running, love?
I sometimes slip away from the palace to see the city, but my father's secret police watch me all the time. Anyone who sees my face will suffer death by hooves of 100 stampeding camels.
Oh, now, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Ah, here, don't be worrying, love. Me and her were in Lanzarote last year, yeah, and we were on them camels. But you're grand. Mare, what you call a camel with three humps? Humphrey. Humphrey, do you get it?
Now, here, that was a bit rough now, love. Here, princess, tell me, can we stay in your gaff tonight?
It is my pleasure to be of assistance. Come, we shall slip in the palace by the harem entrance.
A bleeding palace, Charlius. Oh, we be like the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah, but socially distanced and not thick.
Right, let's go.
Did you think I had left? I must find that snotty-nosed brat, Aladdin, for he is the key to obtaining the lamp. To gain his confidence, I will tell him a tale which is sad, or just read him the headlines from 2020. A rich merchant I will pretend to be, but really, I am as evil can be. His useless, empty-headed mother will serve a useful purpose, or if she does not, her life will be filled with the darkest curses.
Oh, now, that's one bag of roosters, one crazy hind. Hello.
Do you require some help, O virtuous matron?
Not so much of the matron, unless of the virtuous. I might be past this, but, love, at least I've been there. What can I do for you now, darling?
That's difficult to say.
Is it? Then I'll say it again.
Say what?
That's difficult to say.
What is?
I don't know. You were going to say it.
Say what?
That's difficult to say.
Was I?
Girls, why do we bother? Look, let's start again. What do you want?
I wish to employ some help. Paid help, of course, for some work I need doing.
Work? Like housework, is it? I hate housework. You make the beds, you do the dishes, and 6 months later you have to start all over again. Aladdin, come here, I want you.
What is it, Mother?
Ah, my dear, that boy looks as his father did.
You knew my father?
Knew him? Why, he was my brother, dear boy.
That would mean you're my uncle, right?
I suppose it would.
Wait, hold up. Reverse it, flip it, stick it in reverse, calm to ham. Are you telling me that his dad finally turned up?
In a sense, he's turned up his toes 8 years past.
Well, that's just typical, eh? Oh, if I had known that, I could have been drowning me with his pension.
Well, Aladdin, you may have lost a father, but you have gained an uncle.
A rich uncle?
Indeed. So rich, I could use a man to help me double it.
How?
Long hours and hard work.
So, not a government job then, no? Aladdin! Aladdin! Where are you going? You help your uncle or else. Do you know, it'll be great to have a few bob, Aladdin. We've always been so poor that I thought knives and forks was jewellery.
Fine, fine. Uncle, I'm happy to help in whatever way I can.
Excellent. Now, Aladdin, meet me at the Square of 1,000 Scratches tonight. There our work shall begin.
Here, calm down for a minute, young fella. You and your wishy have to get this laundry to the palace first, okay? I'll start a bit of dinner for you now when you're gone. Spice bag, maybe? Yeah. See you, Mr. Pastor!
Ha ha! Fools! They are no match for my genius. He shall meet me tonight and fetch me that ratchet lamp. Then I shall be the most powerful sorcerer in all the land. Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Come on, Wishy, we're almost there. We'll drop off this laundry, then back to the gaff for a bit of grub before work.
Wow! What a big palace! It's like a Trump International resort.
Yeah, except people actually visit this one.
Stop in the name of love before you break me heart. And... Oh.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Aladdin, son of...
We're not saying how are you to you, you Harry Styles wannabe.
Yeah, I mean... How are you? To your gorgeous little buddy there.
Who? Me? No! Aladdin, help!
Ladies, perhaps you can help me. I need to drop off a load of laundry from Widow Stuffy's. Can you point me in the right direction?
Do we look like we live here or something?
Yeah, well, we kind of do at the minute, Charlie's like.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, well, okay. Well, up there, that way, I think. we'll mind your friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll mind him.
Relax, Wishy. I'll be back in a sec. Have fun.
So, are you like the security around here?
Security?
Yeah, like the palace bouncers.
Hey, you! Enough of that or I'll bounce you into next year.
Really? Would you? 2021, do you promise?
We are visitors. The resident Kardashian sister said that we could crash in her gaff.
Yeah, but at least it was the good sister. The other one, she wanted us to quarantine for 2 weeks, take 5 COVID tests, and pay for our own flight to the island.
Anyway, Wishy, is it? Come on, wait till I tell you. We've got a curry on the way and a few bottles in the fridge. Come on with us and we can have a party. Ooh.
Don't worry, Wishy. We look after you, so we will.
It's okay. I'm a big boy and I can look after myself.
Now, you stop that dirty talk, Wishy.
Yeah, wait till we're inside and then start again. Shakalaka.
Come on, let's go.
Aladdin!
Drop off the laundry, home for a spice bag, then the cave for the night shift. Knew I should have stayed on that COVID benefit. I'm going to be wrecked tomorrow. Hello? Anyone work here?
May I help you, sir?
Yeah, thanks. I just need to drop off this wash. Wait, you look familiar.
Oh, really? I rarely get to spend time outside the walls of the palace. I wouldn't have thought anyone would recognize me.
There you are. Your face is on the 2 euro coin. You're the princess.
I am.
Forgive me, Your Highness. I did not expect... Well, I mean, I didn't think you'd be here.
I live here. And generally, it is always wise to expect the unexpected. What, may I ask, is your name?
I am Aladdin, son of Dame Stuffy Twanky. I didn't mean to intrude. I just need to drop off a load.
Pardon?
Washing. A load of washing. There, in the basket. We have laundry, see?
You know that it is forbidden to be here and to look upon me.
I know, the stampeding camels.
You must also know that I am soon to be married.
Well, that's a very lucky person who gets to spend their life with you.
I wish I could say, alas, I have not yet met the person I am to wed.
Ah, sort of a Tinder thing, eh?
My family are stuck in the traditional ways of our people. However, I have decided that if I am to marry, it shall be for reasons which I choose.
It is 2020, after all. Say, if a boy from the local laundry were to ask a princess to join him for a spice bag, what would she say?
She would ask what a spice bag is first, and then perhaps say, yes.
It's like this thing with chips and onions and, yes, a date, me and you.
Yes, me and you, Aladdin.
Oh, brilliant. I have to go do this thing in a cave first, but do you want to meet me at the laundry later? From there, you can see the entire city at night. It's almost as beautiful as you are.
Charmer. Until then, Aladdin, I shall be there. Be safe.
A new job and a date with a princess. 2020 is the best year ever. Now, to find Wishy and head to meet my uncle.
Behold a wild and lonely mountain pass, a cavern's mouth, a treacherous crevasse, a towering peak, a wall of solid rock, and lo, Aladdin with his alpenstock, giving a hand to a breathless uncle untrue. No wonder he looks dishevelled, hot and blue. He shall not help me for the exercise, oh no, for I come to win the golden prize. For I will learn the secret of this mountain bear and immediately become a powerful billionaire. Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Sorry I'm late, Uncle. I met the most amazing girl.
Is there something on my face that shows the faintest interest in that story, boy?
No.
Exactly. So quit your prattling and lend me your assistance.
Psst. He's a bit, tetchy, isn't he? Huh?
I think that's because Biden got in.
Enough! Aladdin, come over here. Beneath this rock is a secret cave. You must put your shoulder to the rock, and when I speak the magic words, you must push against it hard.
Seems simple enough. Let's give it a shot.
He shall hear the words, but he shall not see the magic sign without which the spell is useless. Ah. Simsalabim, open sesame!
It's open. Uncle, it's open.
Ah, yeah, fair play. Anyone else think this is all very strange, no? Or just me? No?
Quiet, imp! Why are you even here?
Well, I'd rather be here than back in that menage a terre.
What does that even mean? Look, never mind. We shall need more rope to descend into the cave. Return to the laundry and fetch some from that woman.
Stuffy!
Just a little blocked nose, I'll be fine. Oh. Now go. Go. Now, Aladdin, we can get to work in peace. Descend into the cave and retrieve for me an old lap. Touch nothing but this item. It is imperative you do exactly as I ask. Touch nothing but the lamp. If you do this, you shall be richly rewarded.
Very well, Uncle. Here I go.
Victory is finally within my grasp. Once the lamp is mine, I shall become the richest, most powerful man in the world.
Did you say something?
Yes, but I was talking to the audience. Now hurry up!
It's very dark down here. I can't really see. Oh my. Uncle, gold and rubies, chests of gems and coins. We're rich!
The lamp, boy. Only take the lamp.
Oh yeah, the lamp. I can't see... Oh wait, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, there. I have it. Now, something for Mother. I'm sure she would appreciate a gift. What's happening?
You fool! I said only take the lamp. The cave will collapse. Throw it to me and I shall help you up.
Help me first, please, Uncle.
The lamp, boy, now!
No, I don't believe you'll help me. I shall not give you the lamp.
Ah! Very well then, boy. You shall remain trapped with it forever. Simsalabim, close sesame! That foolish boy Aladdin has spoiled my plans. I shall have to find someone else pure and noble heart from whose hands I may receive the lamp. For it is not so passed to me, then its magic will not be mine to command. And when I have it, all the riches of the land shall be mine, and I shall be wed to the princess. Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
I'm trapped. If only I could find something with which to move the rock. I'm helpless. I must get out of here and warn Widow Stuffy before it's too late. I can't even get a signal down here to call for help. The only thing here is this old, dusty lamp. Maybe it still has oil inside. At least I'd have more light. Let's see if I can clean it up a bit.
OMG, my neck! Oh, hi babes. Got any heat patches? I have been stuck in that lamp for like ages. You okay, babes? You look a bit peaky.
Janie!
No, close! No, it's Jeannie, Jeannie of the lamp. Pleased to meet you, and you are?
I am Aladdin, son of Stuffy Twanky.
Nice! So what has you down in this dark, dreary place? I know they're similar, but if you're looking for the Dol Bar, like, it's about 3,000 miles that way.
I was sent in search of the lamp, your lamp, by a man claiming to be my uncle.
Right, and you didn't think that that was weird at all, no?
He seemed quite honest.
Yeah, so did Donald Trump, babes.
What are you exactly?
I'm a genie, the most powerful being in all the land. Anyone who holds my lamp, however, will be granted 3 wishes. No, only 3, babes. 3 wishes for anything that they desire, except, of course, you know, reanimation, making people fall in love with you, you know, that sort of stuff.
So you have magical powers?
Is there an echo in here? Well, there actually is, but yeah, I do have magical powers.
I think you're going to have to prove it. I bet you can't even get us out of this cave.
You better believe it, babes. Right, stand back. I might be a bit rusty at this, and I don't want us to end up half a world away in the middle of, like, next week or something. Lamp, let's do our thing. Simsalabim, open sesame!
It's open. I can't believe it.
Yes, Queen, talk about slaying a maxi challenge.
We have to reach the laundry. We need to stop Alabaster and warn Dame Stuffy and the princess.
Relax, Aladdin. Don't get your boxers in a bind. We have got this, babe.
Attention passengers, this is your genie speaking. Our destination is the city of Managma. Please stay seated for the journey as we are in for like a bumpy ride, you know?
New floors, maybe even a new corner sushi. Oh, I'm so happy. Nothing can take the smile off my face.
Widow Stuffy! Widow Stuffy!
I stand corrected. What's all that screaming for, Wishy? Can't you see I'm having a moment?
But Widow Stuffy!
Wait, did you just start a sentence with but? We're on the radio now, Wishy. You have to be grammatically correct. Like...
Widow Stuffy, Aladdin, he's in the cave, and a cranky uncle sent me back here to get ropes to pull him up.
Sent you here to a laundry for ropes? Why in the name of Zac Efron's dad bod would you think I have ropes here?
But there's loads of ropes hanging up there.
They're my tights, you cheeky pup, and it sounds like he wanted you out of the way. But why? What is he up to? What's in that cave and why didn't he go and get it himself? Find out next week on the next installment of Aladdin!
Psst, Stuffy. We don't have time for a sequel. The Axis Theatre wants us out of here in 20 minutes.
Fine then. Come on then. Let's get to the cave and rescue my Aladdin!
Excuse me, miss. I wonder if you can help me?
Certainly, love, but not now. Just drop the washing there and I'll do when I'm back.
Oh, no, you Miss Constru.
No, I'm Miss Stuffy. And I'm busy. I have to go and find my Aladdin.
Aladdin? Why, that's who I'm here to meet. We have a date.
Sorry, I was just taking in that information. A date? You look familiar. Have I threatened you before?
Here, Stuffy, on the coin, look, it's her.
Why's your mush on the back of a 2 euro, love? Oh, you're the princess! Why are you here? What's Aladdin done?
Well, hasn't he done as the question?
Quiet you! Princess, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but Aladdin might be in cave danger. Did you get it? Instead of grave. Cave. No? Anybody?
All this talk of graves is giving me ideas.
Oh, why you little alabaster, you. Wait till I get you. Where is Aladdin?
Aladdin, the foolish boy, disobeyed the one rule of this expedition. He is no more.
No more what?
Dead, you impetuous fool.
He can't be. Wait till I get me hands on you.
Sir, I command you tell us where Aladdin is at once.
You look familiar.
Here, here's a €2. Figure it out.
Ah, princess, the one I will wed.
Excuse me? I shall never wed you.
Enough of this foolishness. You shall not impede my plans. Even without the power of the lamp, I am still the most powerful sorcerer in this land.
Yarmy!
Wishy!
don't worry, ladies. I'll stop him. Hey!
Excuse me, Wishy. I don't mean to be emasculating, but you had to call me to get a mat out of your bedroom before. And in fairness, you were lucky to have a mat in your bedroom in the first place. I don't think you're cut out for this, love. Anyway, we don't need no man to protect us. Right, Princess?
Exactly right, Widow Stuffy. What shall we do?
How about we run around him like real fast till he gets dizzy?
Won't that make us dizzy too?
Ash! Sugar!
I have no more time to waste on you. It's been fun, but say your goodbyes. Abba-tegadabba!
Stop!
In the name of love, before you break me head. Sorry, continue.
Stop, Alabaster. Leave now and do not return.
Leave? Not return? Or what? What are you going to do about it, boy?
This.
Oh, my knee. I don't know if I've put on COVID weight or what, but a 10,000-year lockdown has made this lamp awful cramped.
Ah, Genie!
No, Genie, at your service. Aladdin, is this the one?
Impossible. Impossible. The lamp was to be mine. The world was to be mine. You have ruined everything. You must be destroyed.
Don't talk to us about being destroyed, love.
Yeah, me head is banging. Princess, we thought you were off to the chipper and we thought we'd just leg her after you.
Yeah, I'd murder a batterburger. Oh, what's going on here? And Mrs. Why are you all smoky and blue-like?
I'm a genie.
Well, I mean, everybody's something these days, aren't they? Jesus, he looks very angry, doesn't he?
Yeah, he must be a Trump's porter.
Enough! You shall all perish for this.
No, Alabaster. I shall not permit this. I serve one whose heart is true and just. I'll protect these people and can waste no more time on you. You wanted to see the Cave of Scratches so badly. You wanted to be the master of the lamp. Then that's where you shall spend all of eternity.
No, you can't.
What did you call her?
I'm claustrophobic and that cave is dark. No, please.
Genie, no. As much as he may deserve it, he, like everyone, deserves a second chance. Alabaster, you are free to go, but be warned. If you return, we shall not be so forgiving next time.
Yeah, and I'll steal out of you. Had me heart set new curtains and all.
Farewell, weak-minded creatures. This is not the last you have seen of me.
Was he not listening at all?
Aladdin, it's so wonderful to see you safe.
Princess, the night is still young. What do you say to that date?
I say if 2020 has taught me anything, it's that there's no time like the present.
Ho-ho! Aladdin, can I come and chill out with you guys?
I think that might be a bit third wheelish, Wishy. Oh. Anyway, I think you'll be busier than expected tonight.
Oh, yeah. Mad busy. Ooh.
Like, super mad busy, like. Mon, Wishy. It's all down for a butterburger with us.
And then we might have a surprise for you.
Lamb!
Well, that's that then. All is well in Monogama. We might not be rich, but we're all safe and happy. Aladdin and the princess, Wishy and those two L ones, and me.
Hello, hi, still here. Aladdin forgot the lamp.
Forgot? Wait, if he forgot it, and I have it, that means...
Yeah, you are now entitled to 3 wishes. Anything your heart desires is yours.
And what does your heart desire, love?
A holiday, some sun, maybe a few bubbles. I'd even go for a crowded airplane.
Then go! I'd be granting me own.
Actually, I can't. Unless you use your wish to, like, set me free, then with you forever I shall be.
Forever? Oh, no, I can't have that. I'd say you'd wreck me head. Right, 3 wishes then. Go! I wish for new curtains and all the windows, the best, most luxurious curtains in all the land. Number 2, I wish for new floors, like herringbone style around the gaff, except for the bedroom, because I like carpet in the bedroom, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? And number 3, I wish you to be free!
New curtains, new floors, free... Wait! You have no idea what this means to me, Widow Stuffy, like... OMG, thank you. I shall never forget this. First stop, Cairo.
Ooh, Egypt.
No, Proctor, my back is in totes bits. Then I'm off on my, what does he call it? Holly bops.
Oh, enjoy yourself, love. Follow me on Insta, Dame Stuffy. I'm off to get my new curtains. Aladdin's story is now done. We hope that it's pleased everyone. The happy couple are now united.
Widow Stuffy's absolutely delighted. Even the villain is excused and won't, I'm sure, be roughly used.
Up to the chipper we go to find a butterburger.
But if they only have sausages, they'll be absolute bloody murder.
I've learned not to meddle with lamps that are magic. The consequences for me have been severely tragic.
This is the end of this marvellous tale.
We've told you the story of Aladdin, which tells us virtue will always prevail.
We've shown you the pathway to fortune and fame. Whatever you wish, we wish you the same.
And trust me, even if you can't see them, know that our costumes really glistened. Good night, happy Christmas and love to you all. Until next year when I see you, I promise it'll be a ball.
Aladdin was recorded in a socially distanced Axis Theatre in Ballymun, starring Zach Plunkett from Liberty Hall Panto as Aladdin, Emily O'Neill from Atomic Stage School as Princess Bud, Sean Gilligan from Dublin Panto as Alabaster, Carl Dawson from Holding Court Panto as Dame Stuffy, Nessa McCann from Red Cow Panto as Charmaine, Gladys Coyle from Cool Mind Panto Group as Charlize, Fergal Darcy as Wishy Washy, and Emer Marcy from the Civic Panto as Genie. Aladdin was written and directed by Carl Dawson and was made possible by the wonderful team at Axis Theatre in Ballymun. Show your support for theatres in 2021. From the cast and crew and everyone at 98FM, have a very Merry Christmas.